Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
I have some evidence here to submit to you, Jake, that the Guardians just aren't in the Tigers' head. They're also in the dome of Detroit Sports Talk. We had Jim Costa on earlier this week, my buddy who hosts mornings there. And I was alerted to this audio from their show, which I believe was this morning. And they were talking about the fact that the Guardians could technically lose out and still backdoor their way into the final wildcard spot. And that then led to a conversation about whether making the playoffs that way allows you to drink champagne and celebrate.
Ticket text. How funny would it be if they make the playoffs losing out? Do you celebrate on that day that you clinch?
There certainly can't be goggles and champagne.
So every game of the last game of the season, all 30 MLB teams play at the same time. There could be a scenario where the Tigers lose out and they're sitting there watching the Astros, and then the Astros don't win and they get hit. Like, seriously, what do you do?
You don't pop champagne, right?
No, you certainly don't. And hey, maybe there's a sigh of relief.
Sure.
It's okay. Now we get a chance to reset. Yep. Everybody hit the batting cage. Until the game starts, we got to find a way to put bat on ball. But I just don't see, like, they can save the tarps and the visqueen.
It's unanimous that nobody in Detroit wants to watch the team celebrate if they make the playoffs. What say you, Jake Volnick?
If you lose out, yeah, there's no way. I'm not popping champagne at that point.
Do you make the playoffs?
Yeah, you make the playoffs.
Yes, okay.
Not by winning games.
No, you literally won games. That's how you make the playoffs.
Yeah, but okay, so for the Tigers to lose out and make it, that would put them on, what would it be, 13 straight losses, I believe?
Uh-huh. Did they still win enough games to make the playoffs?
I'm not celebrating after 13 straight losses.
That is the craziest thing in the world. You're not celebrating 13 straight losses. You're celebrating 162 games of which you survived the gauntlet. So even though you are correct in saying that's really tough to lose 13 straight games to close out the season, those 13 games don't negate the previous 149 games.
I just still, if you go through.
No, this is you want to have a damn pity party in Detroit because it's not fair. You weren't entitled to the damn division. Like the idea, like think about it, because we almost had this last year with the way, and the Guardians kind of found themselves and found their footing late in the season. If similar thing happens last year and they didn't celebrate, I would have been furious. Like, you are celebrating a gauntlet. 162 games is impossible to survive. And by making the playoffs, that is the definition of survival. So it's the ultimate recency bias that you would just, no, I don't want you to celebrate. It's not weak. Everyone in baseball that makes the playoffs celebrate. That is a cultural thing, happens every year. It doesn't mean you have to act like you won the Super Bowl or you spent a night with Sydney Sweeney, but do you have to act like you've been there, like you did something that year? Yes. Making the playoffs is an accomplishment, even if you then get boat raced by the Guardians in the first round.
I just don't think it means this. Like, I don't know how that celebration even happens inside the clubhouse.
Okay. Oh, man.
Like, I don't think the players would feel that same. I think the players wouldn't want to have that celebration.
I will be honest with you. That is weak. You're already defeated. You might as well forfeit the first round series then. If you don't want to celebrate what you've accomplished because you've been playing poorly, this might be the thing that allows you to blow off steam, that maybe allows you to have a little bit of fun and remember why you play baseball in the first damn place.
You might be right, but I can tell you right now, if I put myself in those shoes, I would not be able to pop champagne and go party and have fun with my friends, all of my coworkers, who we've all just completely failed over the last 3 weeks.
So the Guardians had a 10-game losing streak in the middle of the season.
Yep.
So they should not celebrate winning the division.
No, that's the middle of the season. You ended on a high note. You ended on any positivity.
Where you end doesn't matter. The whole journey matters.
Correct. No, over the whole course of things, I agree. But it's not, even if you were playing 500 baseball down the street.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Stretch, are you playing sub 500? If you had won 5 of your last 25 games, there's something to celebrate there.
All right.
You haven't had a win in almost a month.
All right. So if you lose the next 3 games, but then win the last one, then that is ridiculous.
Go ahead. You need to win
that
on the board.
That is ridiculous.
No,
and that
it's
is,
not. You,
no,
it's not.
That,
you need to win on the board.
You
need it.
No, I do not give you this. No, you are full of crap. You are 100% without a shadow of a doubt. No, celebrate. Like, that's like, my God. You're killing me.
Any sort of win that I can get in any fashion is a reason to celebrate. I'll take that. If I lose out, if I
so
lose
you
13
go,
tw- straight
you
games.
You go 1-12 in the final 13 games, and that's that much different than 0-13.
If I win the last game, perfectly fine.
Okay, what if you lose the next 2 games, then the second game of the series you win, and then you lose the last one?
I'd probably still pop in the champagne. You actually had to contribute to you making the playoffs the final 3 weeks. Yeah,
the first 149 games.
Yeah, no, it's mostly the first 82 games of the season before the All-Star break. Congratulations, guys. Who we were 3 months ago got us to the playoffs. Woohoo! We did it.
You made the playoffs. You're burying the lead here. Yes, you should celebrate making the playoffs, no matter whether you win 13-0 down the stretch or 0-13 or anywhere in between.
No, it's not just making the playoffs. That's the thing, though. Like,
yes, it
is. For them, it's
not.
That's
why you celebrate.
But for them, it's not. That's not all this is. Their idea was, you go back to July, they had a lot more aspirations than, oh, we're going to make the playoffs.
Surviving is a feat at this point. Just so we're clear.
That's not survival.
If they made the playoffs, that is survival.
That's what they put on over, if they lose 13 straight games, that's not survival.
It's the definition of survival because they'll play more baseball.
No, that is somebody wheeling your casket into the playoffs. You are already dead where you stand.
No, because you can then go win a game again. Like, you live to fight another
day. There is not a single person. That is the Browns losing 9 straight games and expecting them. And that week, they're going to come out, they're going to have a ton of fight, and they're going to believe. No, they're not. You've lost 13 straight games. You're not doing anything.
Most teams view the playoffs as the great reset. Because records don't matter anymore, and what happened recently doesn't matter, and then there's time in between the end of the grind and the beginning of the playoff grind.
So there's a natural reset. It's like a day or two?
Yeah, that's if it's 2 days, it's more than you get consecutively unless there's a rainout at the end of the season. So that is time to reset. It's absolutely a wipe the slate clean moment. I feel like I've heard that every damn year in baseball.
No, it should be. That should be the mindset. I think when you lose 13 straight, you can act like it's a reset the slate type of moment. All right, guys, we can forget about this. You're not forgetting about 13 straight losses. You're not forgetting about the fact that you did nothing to help your own case for 3 straight weeks to make it, and you literally had to be willed in by the just ineptitude of the Houston Astros to actually put a win on the board in that time.
Yeah, here, this is a yes, no. Did you make the playoffs? Yes. Here's some champagne. Here's some good tunes. Let's vibe out and reset. That can be the great reset. The party, the celebration of 162 games and surviving that and advancing, that's the reset. That's how you get the vibes right. If you go in there like you're wheeling the casket of the 162 games into the postseason, yeah, your ass will be going home shortly, and you might as well just not show up.
I can tell you right now, if I lose 13 straight games and it's, oh, we got into the playoffs, but we survived and blew a 15.5 game lead and everything else, pop the champagne in the locker room. I'm getting out of there as fast as possible. I'm not touching a bottle of champagne. I'm not touching a beer. I'm not touching anything. I'm going home and I'm thinking about what just happened.
I am Ryan Clark in this scenario, and you are Pete Schrager. Mm. That's the non-player in you talking.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
I think most players would actually feel the way that I felt more than they would feel the way you felt.
I guarantee you that there are dudes in that locker room who making the playoffs, especially because it's the second straight year doing it, is an accomplishment. And I do think somebody like AJ Hinch has been around baseball to know sometimes what it's the old Crash Davis and Bull Durham. That was a movie in the 80s, Jake.
I know what that is.
Just making sure.
I do know that one.
Susan Sarandon. Nice. That was the we're going to manufacture a rainout. That's what the champagne and all that other crap can be. 216-474-0092. Our friends at The Ticket in Detroit say, all right, if you lose out but you make the playoffs, we're not celebrating. Is that how this should go? I think it's weak. I think you shouldn't even show up if that's how you feel about it. Chemistry, speaking of that, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.